This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Healthy Aging, providing you with the unique energy support of Pure NT Factor. NT Factor is the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, whether it be age, illness, or just being run down. NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics repairs damaged cells and restores healthy bacteria in your digestive tract. Clinical trials have shown NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, and it even reverses some symptoms of aging. I've been taking NT Factor for years with a 45-day money-back guarantee of nothing to lose. To order, call 800-982-9158. That's 800-982-9158. Or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Nitric oxide is a vital signaling molecule in cardiovascular health. We all make nitric oxide in our bodies, but as we age, it starts to diminish naturally. Being proactive in maintaining nitric oxide levels is vital for healthful aging because an underperforming cardiovascular system will limit the effectiveness of any other supplementation in your regimen. Just two capsules of Berkeley Life daily provides the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support energy levels, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve general circulation. It's the professional-grade nitric oxide supplement that I recommend and prescribe for my patients. This is only available from healthcare providers. To get your Berkeley Life professional supplements, just go to drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life. You can also get Berkeley Life's patented nitric oxide test strips to conveniently test your own nitric oxide levels safely and easily at home. That's drhoffman.com/Berkeley Life for Berkeley Life nitric oxide supplements.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, your host. I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist. I work in private practice by myself and along with Dr. Hoffman. I have other doctors who refer to me as well, gratefully. While our practice is closed, we do phone appointments and Skype appointments. We're doing appointments. So what you could do is call the office, because that number is being rerouted so that you will get an answer. An appointment can be given to you. The number is 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. And again, I have clients, patients from all over the country that I have telephone appointments with. This is not any different. I am available. I'm taking new patients. I'm visiting with old patients, and you are all welcome. 212-779-1744. If you have any questions, podcast questions, or even questions about making an appointment, you can email to radioprogram@AOL.com. That is radioprogram@AOL.com. And I've got a few emails already. Let's see here. This is from Lori. Hi, Layla. Could you discuss the benefits of taking collagen and also recommend a probiotic? Should the probiotic be refrigerated? Thanks. I enjoy reading your answers to questions and, of course, Dr. Hoffman's Intelligent Medicine podcast. Lori, thank you very much for your email. I went into, regarding collagen, the benefits of taking collagen. I did a two-part podcast last summer, and I'm going to tell you how to access this. I did it last July 5th. That was part one, and last July 12th. So July 5th, 2019, followed by July 12th, 2019. Now, this is what you do. You go to drhoffman.com. That's drhoffman.com, and you click on Listen. It's a drop-down menu, a pull-down menu, and you will see the podcast index. Go down the podcast index. It's all alphabetical, and you'll come down to L, where you will see Layla Weighs In. Click on Layla Weighs In, and it will go through all the previous podcasts I've done in order of date and so forth. Go all the way back to July 5. You could listen and learn everything I had to say about collagen from all different sources. On July 5th is part one, and July 12th is part two. There was so much information that I had to do two podcasts about it, all about collagen. So go check it out there. You can download it at any time at drhoffman.com. Now, with regard to a probiotic, well, and should the probiotic be refrigerated? It depends on the type of probiotic, whether it needs refrigeration or not. And do I give a blanket recommendation for one particular probiotic to take? No, I don't. It really depends on what's going on with you. For example, did you recently finish taking a round of antibiotics? Well, then a good probiotic for you to take might be something like Culturel. It's a really good one to take after you've taken an antibiotic. Or if you're somebody who is kind of sensitive with supplements, Culturel may be appropriate for you. Or if you're somebody who has a tendency to lose stools or diarrhea, then I may recommend a different probiotic. It's called Saccharomyces boulardii. Saccharomyces boulardii is what it's called. Now, you could go to your regular drugstore, you know, your CVS, your Walgreens, and you would find it called Florastore. Florastore is Saccharomyces boulardii. However, I find that the other ingredients in Florastore I don't like very much. So you would want Saccharomyces boulardii as the supplement. We like it under Fullscript. You can find a good, reputable Saccharomyces boulardii there. We do a lot of prescriptions for our patients via Fullscript. It's the online pharmacy. You can go to drhoffman.com and go to the store. You will find it there. And Saccharomyces boulardii is the recommended probiotic for those with loose stools, diarrhea, urgency, or who have gotten that from taking an antibiotic, or who are presently taking an antibiotic and are looking for another probiotic to take. The thing is when you're taking an antibiotic, you want to take your probiotic at least 2 hours away from the antibiotic. That's the way to take it. And there are other probiotics that I genuinely love because of their potency and everything. It's like a Dr. O'Hara's essential formula is wonderful. It's a combination of probiotics and prebiotics. It's really well-rounded. It's the one I prefer people also take, not just as the regular daily probiotic, but even while they are traveling. And I know with all this coronavirus pandemic, not many people are traveling, obviously. But when you were or when you will in future, it's great to take along with you when you're traveling, especially overseas, where you might come upon some traveler's diarrhea, that kind of a thing, or any feeling of a gastroenteritis or a foodborne illness a little bit, a touch of food poisoning. I love Dr. O'Hara's essential formula for that. It's very, very good. There are other probiotics. Orthomolecular makes something called Orthobiotic in different strengths. And how would we determine the strength? It depends on what's going on with you. And there are even other kinds of probiotics for those with inflammatory bowel disease, for example, Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, that type of a thing. It might be VSL3, or it might be something different, or it might be just acidophilus, right? So it depends, Lori, it depends. Would I recommend a probiotic? Sure, I recommend them all the time. But it's a little bit of, it's a different probiotic for a different condition, for a different circumstance, for a different person. Everybody's got their unique microbiome or their unique set of symptoms or complaints or desires for optimization. And I would prescribe that probiotic accordingly. So it's not one general probiotic I would recommend for everyone. And are the best probiotics are the ones you refrigerate? No. Dr. O'Hara's is not refrigerated. It's not all about the refrigeration aspect. Some probiotics need to be refrigerated, others don't. Neither means one is better than the other. Okay. So there you go. My collagen podcast from July 5th and July 12th last summer, 2019. You'll find it at drhoffman.com. And my answer on the probiotics. I'm going to go on to another question here from Nancy. Nancy asks, love all your podcasts, Layla, and I also listen to your Q&A with Dr. Hoffman. Thanks for listening, Nancy. You and Dr. H took a question about how much folate is too much, but you never came to a conclusion about what is too much. I take 2,700 milligrams of folate because it's in three or four of my supplements. I need more energy. I'm in my 70s, so I would like to keep taking that much, but is it too much? Now, hold on. If your folate is not an energy supplement, B12 is. So if you're looking for energy, you may need more B12, but it's best to get your levels checked first. And how do you know if you're currently taking too much? Well, there is a folate blood test as well. And when your doctor or practitioner is checking your B12 levels, you should also ask them to check your folate levels. You don't want it up over 24. There's no reason for your blood, your serum level of folate to be up over 24. And that would inform you as to the amount of folate you should be taking. So how much is too much? It depends. If somebody's got very low folate, they may need 2,700 or they might need more, or they might, you know, and somebody with more folate in their bloodstream may take less. It's not the dose. It's what's going on in your serum. What do you need it for? Is your homocysteine too high where your folate is low? Then you need more folate. But Nancy, if you're looking for energy, folate is not the answer for energy per se. All right. And that might need a workup. If your B12 levels are okay, your folate levels are okay, and you're still lacking in energy, you need a full workup. They may need to look at your ferritin levels to see if you may be slightly anemic, or you've got some kind of a low-grade infection or some other kind of thing, right? These are the things to look at first. All right. Nancy, thank you for that very thoughtful question. We have another question from Chris. Chris asked us a week ago, and this was on Q&A that I did with Dr. Hoffman, do you have any opinion about taking quinine pills in low doses prophylactically against COVID-19? And we talked about that. And then Chris followed up with another question. Thank you for answering my prior question regarding quinine pills. And during your last podcast, you explained that one of the ways that hydroxychloroquine may work is by making the blood more alkaline. And since viruses can't survive as well in an alkaline blood environment, would you recommend any action to proactively increase the pH levels in our bodies, such as taking apple cider vinegar every day? This is a terrific question. And first, let me talk a little bit about quinine, and let's talk about alkalinity, right? Quinine is in tonic water. Any of those, you've had gin and tonic, vodka tonic, or just tonic water with a twist of lime, or maybe your doctor told you to take some tonic water if you were suffering with restless leg syndrome, or if you were suffering with muscle cramps. Well, tonic water also has a lot of sugar in it, so it's not great. Now, quinine, the stuff that Chris is talking about that can help the hydroxychloroquine, aka Plaquenil, possibly work better, comes from the bark of the cinchona tree. It's native to Central and South America, as well as some islands in the Caribbean and western parts of Africa. And people have consume quinine in tonic water to help treat cases of malaria for centuries, okay? Doctors continue to use quinine as part of a malaria treatment. However, research suggests that newer treatments may eventually replace quinine as a malaria treatment due to quinine's adverse effects in therapeutic doses. It's got a bit of a bitter taste, right? And so is quinine safe? Experts say it's safe in small doses. And the United States Food and Drug Administration has approved up to 83 parts per million in carbonated beverages. And the FDA also specify that manufacturers must place quinine on the label for consumers to easily see. So if you've gone to the grocery store and you've picked up a bottle of tonic water, you will see there contains quinine. You will see the label contains quinine. Now, some people may experience allergic reactions to quinine. If this is the case, a person should avoid tonic water and any other products that contain quinine. And people should avoid quinine in medications. Who should avoid quinine in medications include those women who are pregnant or breastfeeding, those with abnormal heart rhythms, those with kidney or liver disease, and those with low blood sugar. And some medications that may interact with quinine, these include antidepressants, antacids, statins, neuromuscular blocking drugs, antibiotics, seizure medication. Now, the amount of quinine in tonic water is not likely to interact with these medications, right? However, people with risk factors shouldn't take quinine supplements or medications unless a doctor is prescribing it, okay? So side effects of quinine as a medication could be abnormal heartbeat, allergic reaction, electrolyte imbalance, vision or eye issues, things like that. So always under the care of your doctor should you take any medication containing quinine. So the quinine in tonic water gives it a bitter taste. People should not mistake tonic water for a healthful drink, as it may contain sugar, and it does, and provides really no additional nutritional value. Yes, it may taste great with your gin and your vodka, but that's about it. Tonic water cannot help a person with leg cramps or restless leg syndrome, and the quinine in tonic water is very diluted, so you don't have to be afraid of it being toxic. And it's unlikely that a person will experience even mild side effects from drinking tonic water, but they should be cautious if they're taking quinine as a medication, and then try to report any side effects to a doctor. That's really what we're talking about here. Now, with alkalinity, Chris is asking, since viruses can't survive as well in an alkaline blood environment, would you recommend any action to proactively increase the pH level in our bodies, such as taking apple cider vinegar? First of all, and I've written an article about this over the years about pH balance in the body. The pH balance in our blood is completely and absolutely tightly controlled to be about 7.4. About 7.4, which is slightly alkaline. If you take apple cider vinegar or eat a more alkalinizing diet, more produce, more greens, more smoothies that are all green, that kind of a thing, your urine will become a little more alkaline for a few hours if you test urine strips, but this is not a reflection of the blood alkalinity. Your blood alkaline is very tightly controlled and does not vary much from 7.4 in either direction. If it did, it would break down your own muscle tissues, your own protein. If it did go too alkaline, it would break down your protein to produce enough acid to rebalance it again to 7.4. If it strays in either direction, and it can't, the way your urine pH level will vary 3, 4 points in either direction, right? Can go down to 5 or 4, can go as much as maybe 8 or 9 or something like that. Your blood level would never do that, because if it did, you would die. That's how important the blood level pH is. It is completely different from urine pH. Please understand that distinction. By having a pure green smoothie or not eating any meat at all and eating boatloads of produce, you're making your urine more alkaline, yes. But after you've done that several hours later and you check your urine pH again, you're going to find that it's wanting to come back to equilibrium. That's what our bodies want to do. But in no way does this affect your blood pH level. So are we helping our bodies not survive, you know, our bodies survive better by trying to create a more alkaline environment? Because the blood pH is so tightly controlled, nah, that really doesn't do it. You could take apple cider vinegar. You can make your body a little more alkaline, at least in the urine output that way. Don't take more than 2 tablespoons of apple cider vinegar, or any type of vinegar for that matter, more than 2 tablespoons a day on an ongoing basis, because that can then become a lot of vinegar. And I know apple cider vinegar is alkalinizing, so it's good for us that way. But over time and long-term use and more than the standard 2 tablespoons a day may mess with our potassium levels. See? Too much or prolonged use of a good thing can then maybe not be such a good thing anymore. So the best thing to do in keeping ourselves well during this pandemic is to control what we put in our mouths. Good, whole, nourishing foods, plant-based and animal protein, because you need your amino acids for your immune system to function. Eating a more alkalinizing diet, you could go ahead and do that. Alkaline is in the, you know, the alkalinizing foods are in our produce, our vegetables and our fruits, and I want you to eat plenty of them. I've written to you about that in our weekly Intelligent Medicine newsletter. And then you balance it out with good amounts of animal protein to give the acid. Now, you don't want too much of an acidic diet. You want it to be equal. Eating alkalinizing foods, your produce along with your meat, your poultry, your fish, your eggs, all of that is balanced. But when we add more acidic food groups like grains and dairy, then it can become more acidic. So Mother Nature already had it figured out for us in the balance, the proper balance of acid and alkaline to keep us well. So have a steak with your salad and a side of Brussels sprouts and a small baked potato. That's good. And you're getting ample amounts of potassium there too. So the blood level of pH is very tightly controlled. Taking quinine pills, taking apple cider vinegar isn't going to shake that up much, because that's the way the body is with regard to blood level pH. Chris, thank you for that very, very thoughtful question. And again, I remind you, radioprogram@AOL.com is the place to email me with any questions or topics of interest. Stay home, stay cozy, nourish yourself well during this time. And I want to thank you for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In, here on Intelligent Medicine.
This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with one of my personal solutions to better cardiovascular health, Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. Just 2 capsules of Berkeley Life daily provide the dietary nitrate equivalent of 7 ounces of beets and can support cardiovascular health, maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and improve overall circulation. For more information and to purchase, just go to drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. drhoffman.com/berkeleylife. Berkeley Life Nitric Oxide Support Supplements. This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line, available at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, several stand out, which help support positive mood and relaxation. GABA, 5-HTP, SAMe, L-tryptophan, and Mucuna extract. With current economic and living conditions causing widespread sadness and tension, these neurotransmitters and their precursors can help support positive mood and relaxation. That's according to numerous clinical studies. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
This is Layla Mutin, RD.
I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.